some people are saying that the Republicans just want to set the president up so immediately after he walks out of the White House, he gets arrested.
Mm.
Here's Representative Mary Bono.
Oh, no.
I just take every clip she makes. Here she says the president is sealing his own fate.
For me, personally, I'm pretty convinced on an article of impeachment based on perjury. I've been waiting for the president to come forth with some facts to prove the case, to say something that would make me believe otherwise, but nothing has come out yet.
Honey, you lied about having sex with a girl. You silly goof. Hey, you know, you see what Mary Bono said while we were on vacation? She said...
Oh, yeah, she's sorry she said that Sonny took drugs now.
Sorry. You know what she said? She said, I should learn to keep my mouth shut.
But she had
to. Yeah. That's the quote.
It was really funny. Yeah, she said, I was answering honestly because I haven't learned to lie yet, being a politician.
It's Sonny's widow.
But that's exactly what she said. I haven't been in politics long enough to realize I'm not supposed to tell the truth.
Yeah, you couldn't figure that out. It's not even about telling the truth. It's about, like, you know, what are you bad-mouthing Sonny for? He's the reason you're even sitting there. What a bitch.
Well, even Sonny's mom said, you know what? He gave her this whole life.
Right.
You know, even afterwards, she got that seat in Congress because of him, and now she has nothing good to say.
Well, because look how angry she is. She had to marry Sonny and sleep with a guy she probably wasn't attracted to. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know. What's so great about her? How could you elect Mary Bono, who probably was with Sonny just because he's famous and had money? I mean, be honest. Look at Sonny. Why would you be with him? She's a young, attractive woman. He's as old as the hills. So she's all angry now, and she's going to badmouth the dude. But meanwhile,
she's been angry for a long time.
Right. She ought to go home. Sonny Bono's widow probably said, you know, I'm a really attractive woman. You know, one day I'm going to grow up. I'm going to be, you know, marry a great, really good-looking guy. And then the reality of the world hits you. You're an attractive woman in a world of tons of attractive women. And the only way you're going to cut it and get the things you want is to marry some washed-up star.
Let me just say that this is a theory of yours.
Yeah, it is.
You don't know exactly when she said that.
I don't know, but that's my guess on her life. That's my guess. I'm not saying I know.
She said it when she was a young girl.
Oh, yeah, when she was a young girl, she probably thought, oh, man, I'm good looking. I'm going to have a great life. I'm going to marry a really great guy.
Then you realize the reality.
Yeah.
I'm not as pretty as some of the girls, so I got to catch what I can.
I got to go out with a 65-year-old Sonny Bono. What is it, Al?
Hey, Howard. Just walking to work today on the one of the tabloids. There was something written about... Sonny Bono being murdered. There's a new autopsy report out.
Matter of fact, I'm in the middle of reading that. I'm in the middle of my own investigation.
Is that right? Uh-huh. What are you saying? I did see that headline, but I didn't get to read the story.
Pals killed Sonny Bono with drugs.
Oh, now they're saying that people gave him the drugs and that killed him?
Right. Oh, ridiculous.
What kind of drugs? Anything good?
He was doing all prescription.
Prescription stuff.
Uh-huh.
For the alleged back pain.
How much validity are you going to put in that?
Me? None.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to read it on the air.
Mary Bono says that, you know, I guess it was, no, it wasn't Mary, but they have revealed that Sonny was not only getting prescription drugs from his own doctor, but he needed so many pills, he was getting other people to go in and get phony prescriptions and then give him the pills.
Yeah, big deal. I say the guy doing the drugs is responsible, not the people who get it for him. Whatever.